Okay, we're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We began with an introduction yesterday. We discussed the order of the zodiac, Na'akedat Tashit Sa'av. We said the order of the Mazalos was Moznaim from Tishrei, Akrav Keshet Gdid Li Dag Tle Shor Teomim Sartan Aryeh Betula. Na'akedat Tashit Sa'av is the acronym that encompasses it. And we drew a picture with the Rashi tables, and we said that if you look at the horizon in the month of Tishrei, so Moznaim comes up, and as Moznaim comes up over the horizon, Teleh, which is the month of Nisan, opposite end of the year, goes down beneath the horizon. So together with the sunrise out of the east comes out on the horizon, Moznaim. And 2 hours later, comes out Akrav, and Shor goes down the horizon. And then comes out Keshet, and Teomim goes down. Meaning with each 2 hours, you have another one of the zodiac coming up, and it's the other end of the clock, meaning 6 hours away, so to speak, goes down over the horizon.
It's not just sunrise, it's also sunset.
Right, that's why it's 2 hours.
Well, at sunset, you start having the other part of the zodiac coming up over the horizon.
No, the same one.
Who said?
I said.
It's very good. It happens to be two shitas in Rashi. I don't know. But logic dictates to me, like the Rashi we have printed, because if it's 2 hours apiece, then it's the other one that comes over the horizon.
On the sunset, the sunset you see, just the same thing you see in the west on sunrise, you see in the east at sunset. Because the earth turns 180 degrees. And the zodiac, so it's...
Right. No, I agree that at sunset, Teleh will come up, but not Moznaim.
And Moznaim is which month?
In Tishrei, Moznaim is at sunrise.
At sunrise, Moznaim. At sunset, Moznaim.
Look, I don't know. There is, Rashi does go with that. That was the original version of Rashi. If you know for a fact that's true, fine, I don't know.
Wait, Moznaim is coming up at sunrise and at sunset?
At sunrise, really, at sunrise it's going down. At sunset it goes up. It goes, during the day, the earth blocks Moznaim from us. And at night, we can see, at midnight, we see it right above us. And I can prove it if I can draw.
So now you're saying that the dial is going the opposite direction? Because we know that Moznaim...
Forget the dial. The stars don't spin around the earth spins around the sun.
Okay,
and the earth spins around itself.
But it still looks like a dial. You look at it as we do.
In a way, but the dial doesn't spin, the earth spins.
Fine, but the way that we spin makes it look like the dial is spinning.
Draw.
But I need a big picture though. I need to use a lot.
The other side, that side, I need that side.
This side?
Yeah. You need another piece of paper? We got another one. And I hand them in to the agent, he won't be so happy. But okay.
There's Torah on the back.
Fine.
Sorry.
That's the sun?
No, it's actually the moon. Yes, it's the sun.
Well, I saw both of those today for the eclipse.
Yeah.
What's this one? Can you tell me the... You know what, I'll just use the English word. I don't know the English word, so can you tell me the zodiac signs?
Let's take Moznaim, the scale.
Well,
just make a meme, it doesn't matter.
Here's the earth.
Right.
It was awesome.
Here you are standing at sunset.
Right.
At sunset. You're here, so it's sunset for you. Since the earth is right horizontal to you, right?
Right.
The sun is right horizontal to you, and the Moznaim are right horizontal to you.
Fine.
At sunset, the earth is still here, but you're over here.
Fine, but you'll agree with me that as the earth rotates here, you have 12 hours where you don't see this, right? So yeah. Six of the signs of the zodiac are only seen at night.
Yes.
Okay, the other six are visible by day.
Yes.
So that's what we're saying. So even though you're right that at that there will be parts of the zodiac, meaning if I'm going to take, let's say now I'm in Tishrei. So each one gets 2 hours. That's what we're saying. And you only get to see six by day and six by night. And you're right that what I see at the horizon setting, Teleh, in the month of Tishrei, I'll see rising at sunset. Granted, I don't disagree with that.
Setting at sunset. Right.
Rising at sunset. Rising. Whatever sets at sunrise sets at whatever sets at sunrise rises at sunset.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so we're saying the same thing.
Rises at sunset. Whatever rises at sunrise sets at sunset.
And correct. Yeah. Correct. Right.
So
that's what we're saying.
But the current zodiac. Yeah, but the current zodiac sets at sunrise.
No. And he's saying that it rises at sunrise.
The zodiac on the month of Musnaim. The month of Musnaim, right? This is Musnaim?
On the month of Musnaim, you invented that Musnaim is there on the month of Musnaim. I didn't say it's there.
But let's say
what I would say is that Musnaim is over here at sunrise.
Over here, must be.
Right, right.
So then it's under the sunrise.
When the sun rises, it rises too. It rises
inside,
with the sun.
It rises inside. The Musnaim is at the same spot as the sun.
As the sun, right?
It's not on the other side of the horizon?
Correct.
Yesterday you saw the other way.
So I didn't mean to say the other way.
Actually, no.
The first two, I don't know what the picture says. The first 2 hours of sunrise is when the mazel rises, which also means that...
Mazel rises when the sun rises.
That's what I'm saying.
Near the sun, in the east.
That's what we're saying. The sun rises in the east, and the mazel rises with the sun. The first 2 hours, the mazel is rising. Technically, for much of the day, it might be along lines with the sun, but that doesn't matter, because that depends on north and south and whatever. But in general, as sun rises, so does this mazel. That's it. And at sunset, so does this mazel.
So Rashi says for the first...
We're saying the same thing as far as I understand. Yeah, okay,
so
good.
Rashi's first opinion was that the entire size of the zodiac rotates in the day and they all rotate at the night. Like, there's complete rotation in the day and also at night.
That's the other pshat of Rashi. We didn't learn that pshat.
That's, I don't even know what these mean. But like, so,
let's start like this. The Earth rotates on its axis, right? Now, when the Earth rotates on its axis, that causes a phenomenon that looks like the whole Sun is swirling around the Earth, right? Yeah. But the fact that the Earth rotates on its axis causes that when you look at the sky, all of the sky is shifting from east to west in the northern hemisphere every day and every night. It's not just the Sun that's going from east to west. Everything in the sky, except for something that's directly north, like the northern star, other than that, anything in the northern hemisphere is shifting from east to west. All of the constellations. The closer you get to the north, the more they're going around in their own little circle, right? If something's directly above you, so it's like you're turning, but it's staying in the same place. Yeah? Pretty simple. Yeah? Okay. So the zodiac are clusters of stars that shift depending on where you are in the northern hemisphere, but more or less they shift just like all stars do as we go around our revolution as planet Earth. So just like the sun goes from east to west throughout the day, and then at night the moon goes from east to west, so too the the stars also go from east to west, and the cluster of stars which are going to be visible coming over the horizon together with sunrise for this month is the mazel, is the zodiac of this month. Now, each cluster of stars takes approximately 2 hours to rise. It has its 2 hours and then the next cluster comes. So the first...
I don't understand why...
I'm listening.
Rashi's first opinion would say...
Let's leave Rashi's first opinion. I obviously it's difficult, but there's a lot to discuss about Rashi's first opinion.
I first agree with Rashi's first opinion.
Maybe I didn't understand you correctly. Okay, coming back to our Gemara. So,
they knew that the Earth rotated around itself around the Sun.
Probably not.
But it still worked.
Maybe, yeah. That brings us to a whole different discussion. Back to our Gemara. Ve'azdu letamayu. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer are really going in line with their own reasoning, as we will see. Ditanya. Bishnat shesh mot shana l'chayei Noach b'chodesh hashini b'shivasa yom l'chodesh. It says that the Mabul began when it was 600 years in Noach's life, the second month, 17 in the month, then all the storages of water came pouring out. Rabbi Yeshua omer oto yom yudzayin beiyar haya. Rabbi Yeshua says what would seem to be the simpler understanding, that it was the 17th of Iyar. It says the second month. Well, you usually start counting the months from Nisan, so that would make it the 17th of Iyar. Yom shemazal kima shokeh bayom. So kima is a mazel that is at the tail of Tzaleh. Yeah? So, give me 1 second. Kima is a part of the stars that form the tail end of Tzaleh. So, we say like this. In the month of... If we hit the month of... if we hit the month of Iyar... So Iyar means that at sunrise, what comes up is Shor. Yeah, what comes up over the horizon. Last month, in the month of Nisan, the first to come up was Tele. Yeah? When you hit the month of Iyar, so then what's rising with the sun is Tele. What's rising with the sun is Shor. Tele is already up in the horizon. It came up 2 hours before sunrise. Now, for the rest of the day, it's on its way down. So,
you can't see it.
Right. So, from our perspective, the Teleh, the Kima, is going to sink before sunset, right? Together with the sunset is going to sink the Shor, which is the mazel of the month, the year. Umaynot mitmatin, and this is the time of year when naturally the streams lessen. Umitoch sheshinu maynot really are the depths, the underground streams. Umitoch sheshinu masayin, and because they, that generation of the flood, did unnatural acts. Shina kadosh b'chol aleim ase breshit, so God made things unnatural on them. Ve'ela mazal kima bayom, and made the mazel of kima come out by day. Venashtan shnei kochavim mekima, and what Hashem did was He took two stars from the zodiac of Kima, vevim abul olam, and through that unnatural occurrence of stars shifting, there was a tremendous flood in the world. Okay, however that works, that the flood was affected by the stars. Rabbi Eliezer omer oto yom yudzayin b'mar cheshvan haya. Rabbi Lezer says, no, it wasn't. Now, second month means Tishrei Cheshvan, 17th of Mar Cheshvan. Yom Shemazal Kima Ole Bayom. So, in Cheshvan, so where are we holding in Cheshvan? Let's see. Cheshvan is Akrav. So, the first to come over the horizon is the Akrav, the scorpion, which means before the end of the day, the Teleh comes up. It's the last one to come up. So Kima is the tail end of Teleh. Kima is a cluster of stars that appear at the end of Teleh. It's like the tail of Teleh, the tail of the sheep. Teleh is the sheep. So Reb Lezer says that day was the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, when Kima naturally comes up by day, umaynot mitgabrim, and the streams get stronger, umitoch sheshinu masehim, and because they did things that were unnatural, Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Asev Reshit, God changed the way of nature. Ve'ela Mazal Kima Bayom, made Kima come out by day. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? You just told me that's the nature, that it comes out by day. What's unnatural about that? Menatal Shnei Kochavim Ve'vim Abu La'olam. So God took out two stars from Kima. Everyone seems to be in agreement over that, and that's what brought the flood to the world. So here we see that there was something unnatural that happened in the world, but it had a sort of cause and effect that it did bring the flood to the world. So if we can prove that, who knows, two stars collided then, there was a comet that hit them, or who knows what, and that's what caused the flood, that wouldn't bug us too much, because the Gemara already says that Hashem did something with the stars, and that did cause something to happen on planet Earth. There was something here that happened that was connected with something with the stars.
The weather isn't it to do to the stars and to make a balloon, just like make it rain.
I don't know why God does things His way. I don't know.
Ask, I don't ask know. God on Thursday.
I don't know. I don't know. We have to look at the verses in Eov. Really, all of this, the Gemara isn't bringing it here, but there are Sukkim in Eov, where it's discussed how Hashem did it exactly. Okay, back to our Gemara. Bishlam al Rabbi Yoshua, haynu d'chtiv sheni. I understand, according to Rabbi Yoshua, why it's called the second month, because you always start counting from Nisan. I understand why Iyar is the second month. El al Rabbi Eliezer, my sheni, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, why is Cheshvan called the second month? Answers the Gemara, Sheni Ledin. You're right, we always count the months from Nisan, but here we're not counting as far as the number of the month. We're counting from when God judged them to be destroyed. When did God judge them? In Tishrei. Not that Tishrei is the beginning of any count, but you begin from when God judged them to be destroyed, which is a phenomenal concept if you think about it. For 200 years, 120 years, Hashem has been saying, I'm going to destroy, I'm going to destroy, I'm going to destroy. But when was the judgment? The actual judgment was Tishrei of that year. We keep getting this recurring theme in Masech Rosh Hashanah. It's all decided in Rosh Hashanah. So that's why when the Pasuk says the second month, it means from Hashem's judgment. According to Rabbi Yeshua, I understand what Hashem did that was unnatural, because ordinarily these stars don't appear by day. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, what was the change here? Answers the Gemara, this can be understood according to what Rav Chisda taught. Tamar Rav Chisda said, Berotchin kilkelu, they ruined the human form with the boiling part of the human form, meaning with their seed that comes out hot. Berotchin nidonu, and that's why Hashem judged them with boiling water. Berotchin kilkelu ba'avira, they sinned. What? Yeah, rotech means scorching hot. They ruined in their sins with that part of the human which is hotter. And so Hashem judged them with that which is hotter. Because the pasuk says in the Mabul, Vayashochu amayim, the waters were yashochu. What does it mean, yashochu? So we ordinarily translate it, they started to settle. But we will see that it's a reference to settling of anger. Because over there, in the story of Purim, it says, Machamat HaMelech Shachacha, the anger of the king settled. So you see that Yashochu could mean the settling of anger. So these waters were like anger, which is always referred to as heat. A person, how's the king's anger described? It was boiling inside of him. It was burning inside of him. And then that anger that was burning settled. So too, these waters that were burning until that point settled. So when Rabbi Eliezer says that the rain came in an unnatural form, what he means is that rain doesn't ordinarily come out boiling hot, but Hashem purposely made these rains of the flood to be boiling hot. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following braisa. Bottom line, how do things work? Chachmei Yisrael monin namabul k'Rabbi Eliezer. The wise men of Israel, when they want to figure out when was Noach, when was the flood, when did it start, when did it stop, when were generations, when does the year begin and end for generations. So there we count K'Rabbi Eliezer. We count like K'Rabbi Eliezer from Tishrei. V'latkufa, but when we have to calculate the seasons, we have to calculate when did Hashem create the sun and the moon, and when are we going to make Birchas Hachama, and different calculations of the sun and the moon. So there we say, okay, but in truth, the world was created K'Rabbi Yoshua, like Rabbi Yoshua says in Nisan. The wise men of the world, they also view the Mabul. When they want to figure out the generations and stuff like that, even there they go like Rabbi Yoshua, that everything revolved around Nisan.